In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. Last Sunday, I shared with you my vision for St. Bede's 10 years from now. This morning, I want to follow up with what I said last Sunday, only I want to switch it from my vision to our mission. What is the mission of St. Bede's Anglican Church? Do we have one? Could we name it? Well, I want to suggest to you this morning a very simple mission statement. Quite succinct. The mission of St. Bede's is to know Christ and to make him known. That's it. To me, this simple statement could be the mission statement and should be the mission statement of every church. That's what we do. We gather here to grow in our faith, to come to know God better. At least, that's why I come. And I suspect it's why you come. Worship. We communicate with God. In a few minutes, we're going to receive Holy Communion. And through that gift, which he instituted on the night before he died, we, in ways none of us can understand or explain, feel a closeness to his presence. We commune with him. And I want to think for a minute about communion, not Holy Communion, but communion. To communicate, you always need at least two persons. Well, I suppose you could talk to yourself, but to communicate, you always need two persons. And so when we receive Holy Communion, it's you and God. Anglicans believe in the real presence of Christ in the sacrament. And before we receive today, we will hear these words. And here, O Lord, we offer and present unto thee ourselves, our souls and bodies, to be a reasonable, holy, and living sacrifice unto thee. It's known as the prayer of self-oblation. We offer ourselves. We receive him, but he receives us. And think about communications. What's the first thing you have to know to communicate with someone? Usually their name. That's a good start. Have you ever sat in a congregation and wondered, I know that person, but what is their name? And you kind of move back from them? Mm-hmm. It starts by getting to know their name. And if you don't go up and talk with them, are you ever going to get to know them? I don't think so. So, prayer. Prayer is communicating with Him, talking with Him. If we don't say our prayers, we won't get to know Him. And what about Holy Scripture? To know Christ is to know the sacred story. That's where we learn about our Lord. So we can get to know Him. To know Christ. That's a big part of what we seek to do. If you were in school, like Macy and Brennan, you can't know everybody, but you certainly can't know them or a person if you don't go up and start the conversation. Last week, I mentioned St. Augustine's famous, wonderful words, "Our hearts are restless, O Lord, until they rest in Thee." So knowing God, let me make a distinction. I've made it before. There's a lot of people who know about God, who believe there is a God. That's not the same thing as knowing God. And as with any human relationship, you have to work at it to get to know Him. Well, the second half of my mission statement is to make Him known. The church is charged with the responsibility, once we know Him, of helping others to do that. The gospel today was a wonderful story about the sower. Jesus told the parable. He takes the seed and he throws it, and some falls on bad soil. Three out of the four that he mentions don't lead to anything. Whether it's the devil who comes in, or the cares and riches of the world, or at first we're happy about it and then we kind of fade away from God. That can be discouraging. If you go out and you try to share God's love with others and nothing happens, you can say, "Oh, I don't want to do that." It's rejection. None of us like to be rejected. But then there's the one person that Jesus said, where the seed bears fruit 100-fold. And that person will be the one to go out and find others. So sharing the good news with others, of course. But I want to mention two other ones that will make us much more comfortable. The first one is what we're doing today. We are going to make sandwiches. We're going to go down to a park where homeless people live, and we're going to pass them out. And we're going to probably say, "God loves you, and we just wanted you to know we care." Now, are they going to become Christians? I don't know. But it's an act of love. And whenever you do an act of love, it changes people. It's like God's word. It never comes back empty. It's not a big deal for us to make sandwiches today. So let's do it. Let's have fun. And let's make someone else's life on a day when everyone's in our warm houses watching the big game, maybe feel like someone cares. But then I want to tell you one more story. It happened just the other day. I had the privilege of going to a basketball game. Actually, Brennan was playing. And I have to tell you, it was not a good game. Neither team played well, even though you guys won by a lot. The other team only had 6 players. And Brennan's bench had all kinds of substitutes, and all of them are pretty good basketball players. So the score got rather lopsided. And in about the third quarter, the other team was really discouraged. But they were still trying. They didn't have the talent that Brennan's team had, and they were taking a whooping. Brennan and another kid on the other team, the ball went out of bounds. They were fighting to get the ball. And the kid on the other team dove and tried to save the ball for his team. He didn't do it. The ball got turned over and Brennan's team got the ball. When the child got up and came back up the court, I noticed Brennan gave him, I guess they call it, a low five. He put out his hand and he congratulated this young man on his effort. Now, I want to tell you something, Brennan. The game was not that exciting to me. What you did spontaneously because of the kind of person you are, I haven't quit thinking about it or talking about it since. You see, the coach never teaches you to congratulate the other kid. It was something Brennan did, I would say, because he's a remarkable young man, but also because he knows the Lord of life. And you see, when you know the Lord of life, you treat people differently. Now, is that making Christ known? I didn't see Jesus say to the kid, "Do you know Jesus?" You didn't, did you? I didn't think so. No, he didn't do that. But what was it? Jesus said, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify" who? Not Brennan. I'll give him the glory this morning. But glorify your Father. Think of a world where everyone acted that way. It was a remarkably wonderful gift. And I will never forget it. You see, you don't have to do something remarkable or exceptional to make Christ known. Making a sandwich? Telling a kid who was getting just beaten down, "Congratulations, you did something remarkable. You really tried." We can all do things like that. When you walk in a public bathroom and someone's cleaning the stalls, you can say thank you for what you do, for making it nicer for me. That's the kind of thing that can help people to understand. And the amazing thing you discover when you do these little things is the amount of joy it brings you. You may not change the person you do something nice for, but I'll guarantee you, in doing the right and the nice and the generous and the kind thing, you will change you. And that's important. Because you see, we're made in the Imago Dei. Every single one of us is made in the image of God. And we are not in communion as we can be until we are acting like He acts. We all have problems, we all have issues, we all have things that can drag us down. And if we focus on ourselves, they will. But if we focus on Him and try our best to do the loving, sacrificing thing, we will be blessed, and just maybe someone will see it as I did in the basketball court and be blessed, and you will never even know about it. So for me, every church's mission should be to know Christ and to make Him known. We gather to receive Him in our fellowship, in our study, in our worship, and then we leave and go back into the world. And it's there that Christ asks us to make Him known. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.